Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Well, on the way to Brian Rarity, who's in charge of the sports desk this morning, we've got plenty to talk about. I can tell you that Scotty Scheffler, they've resumed play at the RBC Heritage. Scott Scheffler is 20 under. He's made a birdie and a par since they've resumed. So with four holes to go, he has a mere four-shot lead over JT Poston. And then we've got Cantlay, Clark, Thagala lining up as well for the podium, but it's going to be owned by Scott Scheffler again. It's just an incredible thing on the back of Nelly Korda winning the Chevron. Five in a row for her, five in a row for Scotty. It's a male-female dynasty, which is the likes of which has not been seen very often in any sport, especially an individual one. Brian, good morning to you in terms of the sports desk.
Yeah, good morning, Smithy. So this morning, our time, one of our greats of motor racing, and probably one of just our greatest sort of exports and sport together, went ahead and did this in Long Beach.
You know, he's laid back. He takes everything in his stride, but he is very intense inside that helmet. Scott Dixon, it took him nine tries to win here at Long Beach. He's had podiums since, but he's going to go back to the winner's circle. Scott Dixon wins the Acura Grand Prix at Long Beach.
Now that was Scott Dixon winning the latest round in IndyCar. The guy has been at the top or towards the top of the game for longer than I can bloomin' remember. He has been just dominating and putting our country in lights at any chance he gets. Any time anyone asks him about home, he's happy to talk about it. He's also joined there by another two Kiwis who are making their way up and may end their career like him as legends. But after the race, he obviously had a little interview there, and he dedicated that race, if you hadn't heard in our news bulletin earlier, he dedicated that race to someone who actually helped him at the beginning of his career, and this is what he had to say.
What an amazing win. I guess my question is, how?
That was tough. That was real tough. Honestly, I didn't think we were going to make it. They kept giving me a number, and it just wasn't getting... I was close, but not enough. So luckily, we were on the safe side there. But huge credit to everybody on the PNC Bank, number nine. Obviously, can't thank Honda enough. Home race here at the Acura Grand Prix. All the Honda employees here. And today was really fun driving my Honda. So hopefully we can keep doing this year, but it was huge.
So to that point, as Chip Ganassi comes in for a hug, that one deserves a celebration. To that point, Scott, how many times did you say there's no way this is going to happen?
Joseph was coming strong, and I was kind of unsure how he was going to be once he got behind us. But I also knew that he'd been burning the tires off too. But Chip came on, he's like, just go for it, man. And I was like, I'm going to try, but... So cool. Obviously, you have Bill Demchak here too from PMC. So, huge event. I've got to say hi to everybody back home in New Zealand and in the UK, Emma and the kids. And obviously, this one I'm going to dedicate to Sir Colin Giltrap. Obviously, help him start my career. We lost him this week, unfortunately. But huge thank you to him and all the support back home.
Yeah, Diff mentioned that, and we can tell the emotion in your voice. You've had some amazing runs in your career, saving fuel, making lap time. Where does this one rank for you? Is it at the top?
Well, the
difficulty.
It was way up there, man, because the stress level was high. You know, those guys were coming fast and strong. Obviously, I think we were kind of off by a lap or two of making it easy. I think other fuel races I've done have had it under control for the whole stint, but I saw Joseph coming. I was like, man, this is going to be really tough. And I don't know what happened there, but I knew Colton was going to be strong. And last two laps, team came on and said, just go for it. We got plenty of fuel, and away we went, man.
And was the burnout just kind of a show off? I've got a little bit more.
Yeah, we made it back to the pits, man. We had loads left.
And yeah,
we made it back to the pits. I love that.
Yeah, no. So another dominant win. I think it was the third race of the season. I'd look to have him again in the conversation at the end of this year, Smithy.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think so. Newgarden is the one they were talking about for the most time during the race, Joseph Newgarden. But he had an incident with about three laps to go. He was right. He was tailgating, really. Scott Dixon looking for an opportunity. And then all of a sudden they hit a group of traffic. And Scott Dixon came through it with ease, and Joseph Newgarden just had a little touch up and cost him the race.
Yeah, no, for sure. And other news, and I'm going to the fight desk now. The Saudis again have gone ahead and helped the sport of boxing. There is a card coming up June 1st. It is a 5v5. It is Queensberry versus Matchroom Boxing. Now, Matchroom is Eddie Hearn. The headlining act for this 5v5 is two of Joseph Parker's children.
What?
Yep, you have Big Bang Zhang versus the Bronze Bomber Deontay Wilder. Deontay will be fighting for Matchroom Boxing. He signed on with Matchroom Boxing for this event. And the Saudis must be throwing a lot of money at this. And it will be interesting because Zhang, Big Bang, was supposed to have a rematch with Joseph Parker. However, the Saudis must have said, no, we don't like that. We want to line you two up against each other, see who wins this one. So that and that is not far before the big one with Wilder. No, sorry, not Wilder. With Fury and Usyk. So the world of boxing is just going from strength to strength this year, backed by Saudi money like most sports probably will be soon. They have just stupid amount of money, as we all know. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this. They chose five fighters each. One, Frank Warren, got to choose the weight, and then Eddie would go with his first fighter. Frank Warren would then choose a fighter to battle that. Eddie Hearn would then choose a weight. Frank Warren would get first pick of fighter, and so they line their five best up against each other, and then the crowning of that is obviously the two big heavyweights who just recently lost to Joseph Parker. So looking forward to that one, Smithy.
That sounds intriguing, actually. The Queensberry, I like the Queensberry name. It's a really cool one. But Eddie Hearn as well. I thought we'd be making a bundle out of that. How much do you reckon the Saudis are putting into that, for God's sake? Holy moly. What a fistful. I'll be making all those guys there. Right, moving on. Is that you, or are we going? We'll go across, shall we, to the Finn?
Okay, yeah, off to Finn, the basketball desk.
Yeah, we're in the playoffs. We're in NBA playoffs, full-on NBA playoffs. See, the Fi got their second win of the season in the NBL last night. The Saints were too good in the classic of the weekend in terms of knocking over the Taranaki Ears, 103-86. So basketball, top of mind again.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. A lot going on. Obviously, the playoffs really started yesterday with a lot of teams playing their first games in the first round. Notably, the Nuggets got up over the Lakers in a pretty close one, but the Nuggets just and the fourth quarter were way too strong. Knicks got over the Sixers. That was very, very surprising. You know, a big, strong performance from Joel Embiid. Josh Hart, one of the role players on the New York Knicks, 22 points and 13 rebounds at the guard position. He was outstanding. Along with the Timberwolves over the Suns, Anthony Edwards put on an absolute clinic against the Suns yesterday. He's got a really, really bright future in this league. And, you know, one game that kind of went under everyone's radar because it was at 5:30 in the morning in our time was the Cavaliers versus the Magic. And the Cavs definitely got up over that one. Right now, this morning, we had the Celtics get up over the Heat by 20 points. You know, no surprises here with no Jimmy Butler for the Heat, so no surprise there, really. Celtics, you know, I don't see them dropping a game. They're probably going to sweep the Heat 4-0 in this series. Following that game was the Clippers and the Mavericks. Clippers looked really good without Kawhi going in after the first half. They just held the Mavericks to 30 points in the first half, so basically sealed the game by halftime. Despite them trying to make a comeback, the Clippers held out there, and we'll be hopefully joined by Kawhi Leonard for the second game, so really good signs coming out of LA. And right now we have the Bucks and the Pacers. The first quarter just got done. The Bucks, despite no Giannis this game, as he's still out injured, are up by 9 points. Damian Lillard put on absolute clinic in the first quarter. He had 19 points. So Damian Lillard is definitely Dame time right now.
Okay, fantastic. Finn, thank you very much for that. We'll keep an eye on those playoffs throughout the next week or so. In fact, right through into the early part of June when the NBA playoffs proper take place. It is coming up to, 11:40 here on SENZ.